Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfuckers. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, Big Jerv, Black Trey, and Jay Skills. Great show for you guys today. Man, we're going to recap BMF. They just, now it's full-on power mode now. We are full on, all hands on deck. We are full on power mode. We're also going to talk about Manuel Acho fallout. Manuel Acho and Akon making it hard for Africans, man. I swear to God, man. My life was sweet. Now I got to make all sorts of defenses of myself. Motherfuckers accusing me of shit because these niggas say some wild shit. we are also going to get into the Tyre Nichols murder by five cops in Memphis. People like to say that they're black cops, but as been said before, cops have their own race. It's called cop. And the cops be copping, as always. But first, blackopinionsmatter.com. That's not a website. Countthedings.com is a website. Countthedings.com is a website, but that's not the website I wanted either. Shit. Patreon.com/countthedings. I had a stroke there. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. You are getting the OG pod. You are getting the Discord. You are getting the watch alongs, etc., etc., etc. Make sure you are tap in for all of that. Let's do BMF right now before we start getting into the other shit. Let's do BMF, aka Power Detroit.
Lamar, nigga. Lamar.
Lamar got a trying to get Pussy on a colostomy bag.
He's just doing a lot. He's doing a lot. I like it though. It's Lamar on steroids right now. His ultimate villain story. He coming back for every nigga. He got the
Why didn't nobody hit him in the bathroom?
They don't know yet.
My man tried. No, my man tried the nigga in the bathroom. The nigga tried to punch him in the colostomy bag.
Nigga, but the nigga emptied poop on a nigga face.
Man. I mean, hold up. I get why that big. I get why Big Boy didn't do nothing. He got hit in the back of the head with like a pipe or something. Like, all right, I get it.
But did it have nails coming out of it? Like, this shit.
Yeah, it kind of like lacerated his face or some shit. Oh, like, that nigga was crazy. He came back to finish the job like Joker and fucking Two-Face.
What was up with that Joker Batman scene? Like, what? Like,
I have no idea. Nigga's just overriding, and then the nigga got to try to oversell us like his extra career after. The nigga want to always prove he can sing. Like, man,
that is a staple of every black TV show. If the actor can sing, they're gonna find a way to just shoehorn a nigga singing for no reason.
Like, we did not need to know Zeke had a singing career outside of his shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it was
so crazy.
Auntie Monet. Oh man. Yo, this nigga Lou Young, man. I'm so glad he started. I'm so glad he found a new character.
Yeah, his Charles is great, bro. That
nigga's been standing up. You ain't seen him, Jer?
Oh no! I posted one in the chat, brother. Give me my credit.
I see that because me and Amin be sending them on Instagram. We be sending them on like the DM. It'd be a random 1 a.m. It'll be just send that shit, and I just start crying like, yo.
He said, brother, you might want to hide them Tiana Trumps. Every time they talk about this nigga jerk off shit, man, they say Tiana Trump. Oh my god, man!
Charles pulled out that not a bread though.
Your face.
Yeah. I just want to know. Hey, yo, what? My man, where you get the bread
Charles
from?
Pulled out that bread, I know you gave all the money to your family, but here, boys.
Yeah, like, that scene shocked the hell out of me.
Right, like that nigga just had a stack out of nowhere.
Hey, when Charles got Charles got caught in the church, had me crying too. Go ahead and start the car. Here you go, the keys. Yeah. Nigga thought he was fly, bro. He was getting them bars off. She's like, "Yeah, Charles, you a good man." He low-key feeling it. She was like, "Charles, it's time to go." That nigga looked like.
Yeah, Charles a wild boy for that one, dog.
I don't know what he thought he was getting off. He was in his bag.
Bro, she right outside, bro. You gotta relax. Like, yo, you gotta relax.
I don't know how much he thought he had. They was talking for a minute. Church. So you know.
For real.
Bro, she let you go to homegirl crib. You gonna wait till right now to go get that love? When your wife is, she's like 30 yards away.
By the way, Lucille, snitch of the year.
Lucille. Yeah.
I can't wait for them. I know it has to be that scene, right? Lou Young and old girl, they gotta do that scene.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Yo, that was my favorite part of that last season of Power 2 or whatever. It was like we'd be watching and we'd be like, oh shit, this nigga's gonna do this scene right here. Like when Zeke was on the court and his pop showed up. Jim, you all right, man? The game ain't started yet.
Nah, dog, it's pregame. The niggas is shoving and shit. Yo, we ready, dog. I love this shit.
This nigga can't even lock in.
This nigga, put him in, coach. He think he in the game. Somebody need to screenshot that nigga. Make a fake snap.
Jer, did you watch the movie Invincible earlier today?
I've never watched that movie, but I did listen to the fight song 35 times today.
Niggas watching Silver Linings Playbook and shit. Every single movie
they
got
an
Eagles
out. Listen, if them niggas lose, I'm going to sad you out, bro. I'm going to Photoshop some shit and put that music over your head. Like, bro, you have no idea.
Hey, this going to be a good-ass game, dog. I cannot wait,
bro. This going to be a good game, bro.
I cannot wait.
But yeah, man, back to BMF, bro. This nigga, you know, they get Michi up out the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Lala out here getting her shit clapped. Per usual.
Man.
Stay getting them cheeks.
Man, them cheeks too. I don't care if they're not real. They're real to me, damn it. Oh my God. They're fucked, right? Like,
no.
I mean, no. I know, obviously, I know how the story goes.
No. They're fucked in Detroit.
They're fucked. Dog, they borrowed money on. They took money on consignment from a drug dealer, and didn't pay him, and lost the weight, and also can't supply none of their areas. Like none of this.
You talking about the white
sense.
Girl? I thought you meant the white girl.
Oh, the white girl. What, you think she's not gonna talk?
Nah, she ain't gonna. I mean, it's TV. Somehow, some way, something's gonna happen to get her out. Like she's not about to snitch. Because
I'm about to say legal search.
Something.
Right.
They had no warrant. They said she was driving too slow.
Too slow. Like that's not a reason
to pull. No,
I mean it is a reason.
No, to pull them over. Yes, to do a search of the glove compartment of the trunk.
And now the shared baby mama is about to come in as the lawyer in the next episode.
When did she become a lawyer?
I don't fucking know, bro. Is
Lil Meech born yet? Like I thought Lil Meech was one of them kids, and now like they're two girls.
No. Lil Meech was born like in Atlanta, I think. He's in the 90s.
That shit is so funny that he share a baby mama with Lamar. So it just makes
He's got multiple baby mamas. I keep getting confused because they don't refer to them by name or anything.
Yeah.
Just walk in and it's like, which one is
Shorty
this?
Shorty had the Joe Dumars though. I was crying.
Yeah.
But they also said, like, that's not really Lamar's kid. Isn't that what she told him?
Yeah.
A couple
that was in season one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love how, they're still fucking with that nigga Lamar. Like, they're still fucking with him. So, like, I love how Lamar tries to get it in, but his shit wouldn't work. Meech shot just as many times more, but Meech is able to get it popping. Yeah. Like they're still fucking with him, like quietly.
That was the whole theme of the episode, really. Because then Terry also was able to get it in, so it's like Meech and Terry, like we're good. Lamar,
that was the reason why he said it. He was like, "Nigga, I shot this nigga three times, and he's still out here,
still running around." Yo, that's the funniest shit when they said, is this the man that shot you? He's like, I don't know. But I do know that nigga probably shitting all over the toilet. I'm like, oh, man. That's you wrong for that.
Yo, let me ask y'all this. Is it hard taking, what's my man's name? His cousin? What's his real name? Like, I keep waiting for him to, like, make me laugh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not, he's saying little tiny shit, but like, I keep waiting for him to be like, you know what I mean? Like, just going to some stand up act. It's weird seeing him. Yeah, like, it's kind of.
He trying to be serious, man. He trying to get more.
He played the same.
I mean, the fact that he fucking.
In The Wire.
Well, I mean, the fact that he fucking dead corpse is enough to be not taken seriously.
Oh, shit. He was fucking the dead corpse.
Mm hmm.
Oh, that's crazy. I forgot all
that. Because he mentioned
the nipple play and the toe sucking. Remember?
Yeah.
Niggas sucking on toes of a corpse to get off. That's funny, nigga.
Yo.
It's dark humor.
Never mind, because I'm not trying to be disrespectful to nobody out there. You know what I mean?
It's, you talking about corpses like, with some cheeks, or what are you talking about?
My nigga. Like, there's tons of other ways out here, fam. Like, you
I mean, you know, scientifically, you can get an orgasm as a dead person.
Can you?
What?
Yes.
That's, here you go. That's what's up.
I'm just saying. That's what's up, dog. I was just trying to debunk the myth of what, you know, what was going on. Yeah.
It ain't no debunking, no myth. Yeah. One's a lie. Never mind. I don't want to be disrespectful, yo, because there's people out there that might like that.
Obviously, so? That's what the whole Kill Bill shit.
Why do I give a fuck about them niggas, man?
Right. Like, Jerv is trying to protect the necrophiliacs. For what?
That's the last time I'll listen to this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
He a sick
I
nigga.
Know we had a strong following in that community.
Hey, he a sick nigga for protecting their feelings, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Did y'all know that old girl worked in the hospital? I forgot about that. I thought she worked at Coney, whatever, at the Ooh. Coney Island spot.
She a nurse.
The big girl.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't know that.
I mean,
who's always a nurse?
No, she got a new job. She got a new job. She said that.
Okay, so she did. She did used to be at the
Coney.
At the Coney, right?
Yeah. I mean,
I love the character growth in this show.
I mean, all I remember from her was that he was clapping them cheeks in the bathroom at the Coney. I don't really remember them going into too much about the detail of, like, you know, her arc of a character.
Her employment.
That really wasn't her role. She was just the girl that got clapped.
That was very body positive, bro. The casting. Fucking sure. Lamar Rose.
I mean, is it?
Is it? They're really just, they're really trying to show how Lamar is just like a sleaze bag.
Nah, because Lamar is just such a like
that's why they cast her.
That's what I got out of that.
Like, Lamar that's just what I got out of that. It don't really matter to Lamar.
Raw dog in life.
He got out of jail.
He just came home, my nigga. He like, yo.
Yeah, like this is the epitome of got out of jail pussy. Like,
here you go.
Twice, by the way.
Who am I? Who am I to tell you?
Twice, because this time it's him getting out of the hospital, basically right. out of the deathbed, and it's like, I'm not out here trying to holler or seduce or whatever. Just give me the easiest thing that's available right now.
Right.
Would she try to lay on top of him? I swear to God, man. I thought about that colostomy bag. I was like, oh no. We're about to have a mess.
He was wild.
He a horny nigga. That nigga said you could wait 3 to 6 months. Nigga, you gotta wait.
Man. I mean, three to six months. That is a
you'll be all right, time. Bro. You'll be all right, bro. That's just like drinking, nigga. Come on, you'll be all right.
Trey gonna create everything to drinking now.
it's a
little different than drinking.
All right,
just a tad bit.
My bad for niggas. Wait,
when they say 3 to 6 months, that means he can't even beat off?
Nothing, bro. He's not supposed to be out here getting nothing off right now.
That's crazy. Damn.
He backed up.
That's a long time.
I don't know about that, brother.
He backed up, bro.
Hit the gym up or something.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal, ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Right, a nigga with that type of some aggression, he got a release.
That's funny, man.
Look at us feeling sorry for Lamar. Now.
It was affecting his work performance.
He couldn't. He couldn't kill him right.
Right.
That's it, right. It's true. Like
he didn't even kill the nigga in the bathroom.
Nah, he froze up again.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
He definitely didn't kill Big Boy. He killed the nigga in the bathroom though.
He didn't kill Big Boy because he that's why he dropped the shit on him so that the nigga could wake up feeling like. That is one of the top 10 grossest scenes.
I think bruh did.
Who, Big Boy?
Yeah,
no.
I thought he got him in the neck or something.
He bled out, bro.
Streets need a body, yo.
Regardless. We planned this nigga up to like be the ultimate nigga to go get his revenge. Anyways, I'm still in for BMF. It ain't really changed my feelings on it. It's just doing some power shit.
They got to Atlanta rather quickly, though. I didn't really expect that. I thought we was going to. I thought that was going to be like at the end of the season type shit.
Dog, the story isn't they went to Atlanta because they fled Detroit because they fucked up so many connects and all that shit, and they had started to expand their business, and that's why they moved to Atlanta. This is them escaping. This is pure power at this point, man.
But what about, I thought also they fled because of the conflict with old dude. Like, he basically ran them out of town because he was trying to kill the niggas. That's what, I mean, when it's the, what is his name? Trey? The real nigga, the real Lamar?
Layton.
Yeah. That, I mean, I read that. I don't know how true that is, but they said that, like, you know, basically them niggas was trying to kill each other, and that's what kind of pushed the nigga to leave.
Right, but that's not what's happening in the show. In the show, they're because them niggas fucked up, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're broke, right?
They're running off on the plug.
Running off on the plug, exactly. So, like, that to me, this is where it becomes pure power, because the idea is that somehow they're going to fix it by going to some random city with they have no pull in. Yeah, they got no pull in Atlanta, right?
I'm actually excited for that aspect of it, though.
That it's going to be a different story?
No. I'm just, fuck it. Let's go. I mean, let's go full power mode. Like, we already recognize we're not watching the true story anymore. So at this point, let's just see how crazy it can get.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with all the shits. Line it up.
I'm with all the shits. So somebody's not going to die in a burning house or something. Like, you know what I mean? We just got that. they're giving us little droplings. So like, hey, just to let y'all know, get ready.
All right, let's move on to this next topic, which I believe we can probably combine two different topics this week in black fuckery. All right, let's start with Acho. So Acho, Emmanuel Acho, you know him from Fox Sports. He went to on Van Lathan's podcast. Van does it with what's old girl's name, Trey? The pod that
is it Rachel?
Rachel. Yeah. Rachel Lindsay, I believe. And on it, basically, Acho tried to say that he's better equipped to handle these conversations about race with white people because as the son of an immigrant, he doesn't bring the kind of institutional emotional baggage that black people who are the descendants of slavery bring. Which, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but it doesn't surprise me. And what I mean by that is this. I I'm not friends with Acho, but I know him. I used to work with him at ESPN. He's always been a cool dude. Was a regular dude. And then the pandemic hit. And then the George Floyd shit happened. And Acho put out like this video where I can't remember what it was. He brought like a white cop or like white people or whatever, and had like this kind of like this what he called an uncomfortable conversation with a black man. He basically said, "Yo, ask whatever questions you want, or let's talk about how black people feel, because you know the reality is a lot of white people I don't think know. They really don't know. They're just like, these niggers are just mad about, like, you know, they always have that, but they don't really know." So he kind of did that shit, and it was a nice little thing, you know, especially at a time where everybody's emotions were high. It was a nice calm thing at the white background, all that shit. And it did well, and then it went viral, and then Oprah kind of shouted it out. And this is the part where I say, man, this is the virus in viral, right? These niggas are all addicted. Everybody's addicted. Anyone who becomes something greater than by a means of a viral moment, they become addicted and they become more like caricatures of who they are based on the thing that got them, blew them up. So I'll give you some examples. And by the way, almost every example I'm going to give are people that I either know or knew right before this happened. And I like who they are, right? Jerv, what was my man, the basketball impersonator? Brandon Armstrong.
Yeah.
B-Dot. So when, he was doing these videos in the backyard of his uncle's house in Atlanta. Me and Jade, Jerv, you didn't go on that trip, did you? Mm-hmm. Me and Jade flew to Atlanta to interview this nigga. Nobody knew who he was. Like, his videos were going a little bit viral here and there. We went and interviewed this nigga, and he was funny, and he was down to earth, and he didn't take any of this shit seriously. And then one of them shits blew up, and all of a sudden, this nigga just became, I'm the caricature guy, everything I do's gotta be this, da-da-da, like, and it was just, what I told him at the time when I interviewed him, I said, yo, you know what I like is your shit has so much attention to detail. That it's not just let me run out here, put on a jersey, and do this. Like you're actually nailing some things that most people won't even notice unless they watch a lot of Hoop. And after that, he became the thing I said, I'm glad that you're not, which is he just puts on a jersey and like, oh, I'm James Harden. Let me just throw it up and do like, yeah. Like it just became a caricature. Acho. Same thing, because he's addicted to being that thing that got him notoriety. There was another one I was going to say who was like that as well, that they just became that guy over and over again. And this is my guy. I like this guy. He's my friend. But Van is like that too. Van, I'm not saying Van wasn't.
Man going to invite you guy. On this show and y'all go beef. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to take the invite.
Oh, that nigga going to set you up like Acho. Acho didn't read the fucking room. That nigga got me blocked too, by the way. So I ain't got no Acho? Fucking. Yeah, I was glad niggas was packing that nigga out. Because I called him out for that corny ass shit, bro. First of all.
Oh, this shit right now?
No, before that, bro. When he was talking about how he learned about his blackness through fucking football. Nigga, weirdo.
Yeah.
Listen, I get it, bro. American blacks and African blacks, bro. See, I mean, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, that's cool. We got different upbringings, but don't get on the fucking platform and say no dumbass shit like that, bro. Like, it's cool.
I hate the beef, though. I just want to say that for the record. I hate the beef between American blacks and African blacks.
Oh, man. First of all, it should never exist. And I don't believe in it, and I'm not pushing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Amin, how are you feeling, man?
2023 has been a bitch. First, Akon come out and say African artists work harder because our pants aren't sagging and shit. I'm like, oh, don't say that. You Bill Cosby sounding ass.
You guys got bad representation right now. And
so,
y'all getting
so
bad
when
rep.
When Akon said that, like, it was easy for me to brush it aside. I said, I can't believe y'all are getting worked up about a nigga you haven't cared about in 15 years saying something dumb on a podcast you never heard of. Right?
True.
Like, that's an easy dismissal. Like, oh, he's just some crazy guy. But Acho, because he's got the book and he's on the Oprah good list and he's on TV, it's like, oh, like, this is what they think we're all about. And, you know, I'm not here to say that the experiences aren't the same. Like Trey said, man, not only the upbringings, but like the backgrounds. the backgrounds, right? Like, because the reality is there are some black people who are the descendants of slaves in this country who grew up like Acho, finding out about their blackness from playing sports because they grew up in an affluent suburb in Houston or Seattle or whatever. And then there are some African people who grew up, ironically enough, like Akon in fucking the projects in Newark and shit. Like, but that doesn't mean that ignorance doesn't come across from all backgrounds and all, you know, walks of life.
All I'm saying is, if you got the platform, if they gonna pay you the bread and you gonna do what you gonna do, don't make us look crazy. Don't have, because again, what you do is create a standard. And when you create that standard, you got white people looking at us like, that's how you're supposed to act. Or,
well,
I knew that's what it was. It's not us.
That's the problem. The problem, yep. Trey, it's not that Acho can get up and say whatever the fuck you want. It's true.
No, he can't.
Oh, no, no, hold on. Listen. The problem is he
that nigga wear brunch
himself.
Boots. I ain't. He can't speak for me.
But the thing is that white people can't differentiate the
brunch boots
from the other niggas, Trey.
But like, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. The difference isn't because yes, part of it comes from they can't differentiate. The difference is Acho presents himself as I speak for black people. That's
and
the difference.
That's why,
right?
I'm saying he should not have. Like, listen.
So
Carlton
Banks. Yeah. Right, Carlton Banks went up on the stage and said, I'm about to fuck a white girl or whatever. Da, da, da. Yeah. It's easy for us to dismiss him. Why? Because that nigga's never stood up. No, but because the nigga never stood up and said, I speak for black people.
Right.
Right? That's the difference. Never stood up and said, I speak for black people.
When did Carlton Banks say that?
Oh, then you never seen that shit when the nigga was on stage?
Oh, yeah, bro, go watch that video. That nigga's like,
that's a funny video. Hold
I'm leaving the white bitch tonight.
Alfonso Ribeiro, not the actual in kid.
Yeah, not the character. No, yeah.
Trust me. I know that didn't happen on Fresh Prince, so it had to be the real life nigga. Like,
here we go.
I mean, yeah, he's,
hot white pussy was the line. Hot,
you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Look at Jer's face. It's a lot of black motherfuckers that want to be socially acceptable, accepted by white people. It is what it is. That's it. That's all it is. Niggas want to fit in, bro. I'm cool.
But again, like, I think there's a difference between niggas that want to fit in and niggas that are like, I speak for black people. That's the problem. I speak for black people. I like, the whole thing that he was talking about on the podcast was that I can have these conversations with white people to make them understand racism and stuff. He is presenting himself as like an ambassador for black people.
Being a racism ambassador is nasty. That's a nasty title. Like, getting your shit off like, yeah, nigga, I speak for black people. That shit crazy, bro. First of all, we walking contradictions, bro.
But that's the thing, though, bro. All these black celebrities like have to endure some level of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they represent black people to white people.
On that note, thank you for joining us on Black Opinions Matter. Shout out to producer Big Jerv. Shout out to Jay Skill. Shout out to Black Trey. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings is where you get all of the good shit. The OG podcast with me, Trey, Zach, Tom, and Waz. The watch alongs that we do on playback. We've got another CinephoreOrks rewatching things, one coming up. I believe we're going to do, what is it? I can't remember what it was. It might be Roadhouse. I'm not sure. But we got another one coming up soon. The Discord, all the other shit. You know it. You love it. And if you don't know it and love it, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're in on it. Until next time, stay back, motherfuckers, and I can't wait to see who's going to be doing a reel next week.
I'm about to be live texting in the chat. I can't wait.
Executive producer Trayvon Edwards.